This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am Jamie Allman, pleased and privileged to be filling in for you. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm looking forward to the brand new year, and hope all was well. I have to tell you, though, I'm a little disappointed in you, America, because it looks like one of my Black Friday traditions came to a complete and abrupt end today. So normally what happens on a Black Friday is I wake up, I might finish that half glass of red wine that my sister-in-law left on a table that I still hadn't cleaned yet, and then I'll pell-mell directly to the internet, where I will search and watch trampling videos, shoppers running all over each other over TVs and talking Elmos and things like that. And I'm telling you, I looked and looked and looked because I was that desperate to find some segment of sadness in our society still. I looked all over for it, and I couldn't find one video, one trampling video. Normally, you go there and to the internet, you could find video after video. It's usually like the top story on the Drudge Report or some nonsense like that, but not one. And I can't figure out whether or not just people are just happy like I am. I mean, I really kind of wanted to be sad because there's something depleting about watching trampling videos, but I'm going to have to go back to just celebrating and being elated about the Trump election. I was so happy for the past couple of weeks, and I was finding some reason to be sad, and I couldn't find it. So I'm very disappointed because normally I could find something, like somebody causing trouble at a Walmart, and not one. I'm trying to think, well, maybe it's because people are peaceful now. Maybe they're happy now. Maybe there isn't anything to be desperate about. Unless, of course, you're Rob Reiner and CNN, MSNBC, and maybe Kamala Harris. But I'm trying to figure out, like, what it is. Maybe it's the Amazon phenomenon. Maybe people just, like, shop on Amazon now or order it. You know, go to the Target website and order something for pickup or whatever. Maybe people are just done with that. But I'm not done with it. I want to see Waffle House-style fights. Just on a Black Friday, but I didn't see it. So it's either Amazon or people are really super happy, or maybe they were just still watching with mouths agape the Kamala Harris and her husband Thanksgiving greeting. Now, normally it's kind of like, well, I get it that people might be still thinking about you, but I'm wondering why you thought maybe it was still relevant for you to give a Thanksgiving greeting. Now, again, I'm not opposed to Thanksgiving greetings. I think they're sweet and nice. Everybody should. I Thanksgiving greeted people on my Facebook page, so I can't blame them, but I'm just wondering whether there's this assumption somehow that Kamala Harris remains relevant, which she doesn't because she got clobbered. Oh, no, she did win states where you didn't have to show an ID, so that was promising for her, but other than that, I'm just trying to figure it out. And so she goes on with her husband. I kind of feel bad a little bit for them. They're in this dreary room, these weird curtains that look like a rug. And they do have the American flag, which I have to give them props for that. And Kamala Harris is wearing her pantsuit that she wore the other day in the same video where she was obviously inebriated and talking to donors and talking to the grassroots, so to speak. Either that or the other day Kamala Harris shot the Thanksgiving video just to get it all out of the way while the camera was in the whatever that is and just did it all at once. So she's wearing the same clothes she wore in the I'm Joan Crawford reincarnated and inebriated video as she's wearing with her husband as they read a Thanksgiving greeting to you all.
Greetings, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving.
Today we come together to reflect on what we are thankful for and to share our appreciation for one another. Surrounded by family, friends, and those we cherish, we cook our favorite recipes, we share family stories, serve those in need.
Try not to sound so excited. I mean, seriously. And again, here I am cracking on somebody's Thanksgiving video. Maybe that is the darkness that I was looking for. Since I didn't find anybody trampling each other at Walmart, now I just have to crack on somebody's nice, beautifully intended Thanksgiving message. But I'm like that.
And give thanks for our blessings.
On Thanksgiving, we also express our gratitude as a nation for our service members and their families.
That's nice.
To sacrifice so much to protect our nation and our most sacred values.
Yeah, so I'm thinking too, and because, again, I wasn't distracted by the trampling videos, I was able to sit and analyze this video and the timing of it all and her grassroots thing and everything else. I'm thinking, okay, so when did she start drinking? She didn't drink before this because she looked rather well put together at this juncture in whatever evening or day that was. But then I think maybe after they recorded the video, then she started to like pound it, you know.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you.
And this reminded me, by the way, Kamala, of, you know, you ever been to those parties, you know, where you just wander innocently into the kitchen and you're just going to grab a beer from the fridge and in walks this chick drinking a glass of wine and her teeth are stained and she's got that little pile up of whatever that red stuff is in the creases of her mouth on each side and she's talking to you. And not letting you get a word in edgewise, but she just wants to talk to you.
I just
incessantly
have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you.
Okay, I got to go over here. I'm sorry.
You have the same power.
I know.
That you did before November 5th.
Right.
Hey, and you
Bill,
have the same purpose that you did.
Okay.
And you have the same ability to engage and inspire.
Noted. Thank you so much. It's so good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a long time. And so I've got to go because I need to bring this beer that I just grabbed again, another one out of there as an excuse. I got to bring this beer over to Bob. So I'll see you.
So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
I promise. I that's a great color on you, and I've got to go. By the way, speaking of color, so Kamala, and I feel like I'm kind of beating a dead horse, although I don't really want to do that. So whatever that brown is, by the way, is maybe it's like a Thanksgiving brown, but it's really not a Thanksgiving brown. It's more like a, I just mixed watercolors and I put the brown with the black and then I added some blue and created a color that actually doesn't exist anywhere. And I defy you to find a pantsuit or a sweater or a shirt that has that same brown color on it. Well, that's enough beating up on Kamala. I will tell you, though, at Mar-a-Lago, it was a completely different story. And Elon Musk was there, and it was a party extraordinaire. And guess what? It made CNN and the legacy media so mad that they decided they were going to go right after Elon Musk, and it is something you've got to hear for yourself. But it was a party, and they were dancing in their chairs to YMCA. So a tale of different attitudes here in the United States of America. So, yeah, it was a fun Thanksgiving in America, I'll tell you that. This is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Jamie Allman, pleased and privileged to be with you.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show on this beautiful post-Thanksgiving Friday. Jamie Allman here, happy to be with you. And I did, in cooking Thanksgiving, I did violate a rule that normally people who are grilling should never do. And so I was grilling two turkeys, and one of them I did a little barbecue on. The other one I did a little pineapple sage that I grew in my garden, all that kind of stuff. And I love grilling turkey because grilled turkey turns out really, really well. And it's never dry. It's just perfect. You put a couple of rags or napkins, you know, that you could throw into the trash, and you soak them in olive oil and water, and you leave them on the top of the turkeys, and I guarantee you it works every time. I'll tell you next time I'm on, the day before Thanksgiving, so you know. But so I put them on the grill, and I'm so ghetto that my grill, you know, all the little filaments and all that kind of stuff are all rusted out. And so it's a nice grill, but I didn't take care of it, whatever. And so I have the propane, and I really can't control the fire on the grill. So I can pretend that I'm turning the flame down or doing something like that, but I really can't because there really isn't any filament that covers the flame. It just kind of comes out. And so I throw the turkeys on the grill, and then I leave. And at least I left the hood open a little bit because I figured, well, there's no way I can come back and those rags I put on the top, they could be on fire or what have you, and I couldn't afford that. But I had to go and check in on my mom. She's 96 years old. And so I drove about 10 miles away to go and check in on her. She was going to be going over to my sister's for Thanksgiving. We, you know, sometimes we have to divide and conquer, that kind of thing. So I didn't see her for Thanksgiving dinner. So I wanted to make sure I went over there and just, you know, brought my son over, who's home from college from ASU and all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, all I could think about while I was sitting there having my vodka with her was how I still had two turkeys on the grill. So it kind of, I feel bad. I didn't tell her, but it kind of like made me, because I just felt guilty about how I could possibly, I was setting up the possibility of ruining Thanksgiving by leaving the turkeys on the grill while I go someplace else. So I just want to let you know, you actually can do that. I'm not quite sure you can do it with a steak or with a, you know, hamburger. So I wouldn't recommend that. But I'm telling you, with turkey or big birds or whatever it is you're cooking, you actually can leave for a little bit, go do whatever you need to do, and everything turns out great. It's fantastic. It's fine. And plus, they cook fast, so on the grill. And they cooked a little faster because my grill is ghetto, and I don't take care of it. So it was just a bunch of flames. That's all it was. All right. Meanwhile, while I was doing all that at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump and the team were having fun, including Elon Musk.
Both of you about some video. If you haven't seen this video yet of Elon.
We captured this video. We found this video on the internet of people having fun, said Jim Acosta.
Elon Musk getting chummy with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago for
Listen. Elon Musk is already chummy with Donald Trump. He doesn't need to get chummy with Donald Trump. Just a correction.
Thanksgiving, they were apparently dancing in their chairs to YM.
They were dancing in their chairs. You're like in a medium where you use video and you can see it. So when you say apparently dancing in their chairs, there's not one human being watching that video that does not know they are actually really dancing in their chairs. Well, they're allegedly dancing in their chairs, says Jim Acosta. It's like, no, they are dancing in their chairs because you have two eyes.
CA, and, you know, there's Barron Trump next to the president-elect, but there's Elon.
And by the way, Barron Trump is amazing. I don't know whether you guys kind of know the backstory of Barron Trump and his friend Beau. And apparently Barron Trump and Beau were instrumental in getting DJT to go on all these podcasts like the Nelk Brothers and Joe Rogan and some other places. J.D. Vance also just rocked it out when he went on these rather itinerant podcasts, but that's where people are getting their news. I mean, no one that I know, I have five kids, 34 to 14. They do not watch CBS and NBC News. They get everything. They do podcasts. They do all this kind of stuff. And so it was Barron, who, by the way, is about 7 feet tall. I predicted, even though I got a 390 in math on my SAT, I did predict that by the end of Trump's term, Barron may well be about 23 feet tall by that time. By my calculations, he could be that way. But he and his friend Beau Loudon were apparently the main thrust and impetus behind President Trump not only loosening up a little bit, because he did, but also exposing himself and being exposed in many of these avenues where young people existed and where they get a lot of their information. And so Barron is going to be a pretty big deal, and was a pretty big deal for the Trump election. And President Trump listens to him too. And I'd recommend, you know, if your kid's 20, I'd listen to him also.
Musk right next to him in his ex sweater, I think, and a blazer. But, you know, Tara, I mean, this does raise a lot of questions about what Elon Musk's role will be in this incoming administration.
You don't know yet. you don't know yet. It's get along, little Doji. That's how it's all going to work. He and Vivek are going to slice and dice. And also, Elon Musk has pledged his bazillions to primary anybody who doesn't cooperate with the Make America Great Again agenda, Republicans mostly. And so he's money bags, and he's having fun, and CNN doesn't like it.
Just this week, he has been targeting federal employees on X. He has been going after people like Colonel Alexander Vindman, accusing him of treason.
He did commit treason, so yeah, that's it. Going to go back in time just for a second, because this Christmas tree reception at the White House, totally tone deaf. It's straight ahead on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy post-Thanksgiving Black Friday, everyone. This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jamie Allman, really honored to be filling in for my buddy Jesse. And I got to tell you, I feel really nitpicky. I feel like this isn't the time to be that way, but it's not my fault. I mean, things are happening, and they're just walking right into my spider web. I'm trying to be positive. I should be just taking gummies, and I should be mortgaging my house for crypto and all that kind of stuff. But instead, I'm watching these videos. So I'm watching the Kamala Harris Thanksgiving message and deconstructing it. Like, I'm like, why is she wearing that? Was this before she was drunk, or was this after she was drunk? I'm like, I should be busying myself with more positive kinds of activities. And so, but I can't help it, because it's not my fault. I mean, these people are doing things, and I'm thinking, are you really doing that? are you really saying that? And I'm thinking, well, I have to react to it because this is impossible to believe that you're doing this. And so, yeah, it's like, Allman, really? You're going to start to deconstruct the White House Christmas tree presentation? Well, yeah, because it's not my fault that this happened.
This beautiful Fraser fir was grown at the Cartner's Christmas tree farm, where
great
the Cartner
story.
Family has been growing trees for more than 60 years. And their farm is nestled in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, a region that was recently devastated by Hurricane Helene. The Cartner family lost thousands of trees in the storm, but this one remained standing.
Okay. That tree that currently is in a wagon, cut down and basically on its way to death after it's decorated, was one of the last trees standing on the farm after Hurricane Helene, and you cut it down? Now, hopefully you didn't name it.
And they named it Tremendous.
Oh, my goodness. So you named it before then you killed it and cut it down. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, the White House Christmas tree normally is like a happy thing. It should be a happy thing, unless it's Melania's White House Christmas tree. Then they're seeing Nazi symbols in ornaments. But other than that, I'm thinking, wait a minute. So you had in your grass the last Christmas tree. Like, if I am them, like, I would be it's so tone deaf, it's not even funny. So if I'm them, I would be decorating the, of course, they hate North Carolina now because they voted for Donald Trump. But I'm not quite sure Jill and Joe are all that mad about that, to tell you the truth. That's another story for another day. But so if I'm you and I'm doing a great thing, I'm going to decorate. So if I were like the comms director of the Biden administration, I'd be doing this. Here's what you should do. It's the last remaining tree in North Carolina on this farm. And if I'm you, I'm decorating that tree and calling that the White House Christmas tree. I'm decorating it in North Carolina as a sign of my magnanimity and love of North Carolina and love of this country. Instead, what they do is the last tree standing, or one of them, and they cut it down, but not before naming it. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, so I've always wondered, when I'm not wondering about a thousand other things every day, I've always wondered, like, they talk about aliens and spaceships and things like that. It's like, if there were aliens and spaceships, why don't they ever land? Like, why don't they ever come? I know there's stories about people being abducted and kidnapped, but there's never really any proof of that. So I'm trying to figure out, like, well, I know what's happening here. Aliens are, like, circling the Earth, and they're seeing things like this. And they're also seeing, like, pictures of people every once in a while. They're on a boat dock, you know, and it's a giant squid. And they're boasting that this squid is 700 years old. It's the largest squid that we've ever seen in history. And we have it now on a hook. And I'm thinking, if I'm an alien, I'm thinking, I'm not going to land here because I know what you're going to do to me. You're going to put me on a hook or whatever. You're going to kill me or enslave me. And I'm not stopping here. So now you know, I think you know through this, the answer as to why aliens have never landed here, because they know, because they could see and they could pick up on what people like Jill Biden and others are throwing down. They're like, I don't know. I wouldn't land there if I were you. They might, you know, they might kill you or put you on a hook and take pictures with you. And they're like, nah, we're not going to do that, you know. So what happens here is that people don't even understand when they see this. Like, how do you not know what you're saying? Like, I love Christmas trees. I saw a bunch of people today, you know, with the Christmas trees on the top of their cars. And it's like, oh, it's, you know, Friday after Thanksgiving, our traditional day of picking up the tree. I get it. You cut them down. You grow them to cut them down. I get that. But especially since they're also environmentalists, right? They also are so green. They're so into the green. And yet a tree that survives a hurricane is cut down for Christmas, and it's a tree. I thought you guys love trees. I thought actually we used to call you tree huggers or whatever else it is, but then we realize you're not really tree huggers. When it comes to your carbon offsets, you decide to plant trees like in Africa, but you plant them in places where they should be growing corn and food for people, but you're planting trees instead out of your guilt and whatever else it is. So, again, you're probably thinking, man, you're really overthinking things today, man. You're like, really? But this is significant. And maybe it's not as significant to you, but I understand that. I get it. But still, this was so egregious. And to have this poor tree, the last who survived, it survived the hurricane, and you decided, well, I'm going to cut it down and put it in my living room. That's what I'm going to do, and we're going to decorate it, whatever. And that was the thing that was so...
For the extraordinary hope that it represents.
Yeah, but how do you say hope, like, when you don't understand that the significance of the tree surviving the hurricane actually is an emblem of hope, and you cut it down? It's like, I can't even get my arms around that one.
It's an honor to be here today with Congresswoman Virginia Fox.
Yeah, whatever. And then not to mention the fact that it would be an homage to the survival of the North Carolinians and the moxie of the North Carolinians who survived just like the tree. Some of them are living in tents, but FEMA is ignoring them. And some of them had Trump supporter signs, and FEMA ignored them too. So I guess it kind of follows with the whole trajectory of their view of things and their view of life that, yeah, crazy. So now, by the way, I'm seeing on the internet as well the fact that after Trump's inauguration, six planets are going to be aligned in the sky. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, don't take that too far, because you know why the planets are aligned in the sky, right? And as much as I love Donald Trump, I got news for them. The planets are aligned in the sky because of God and not Trump. Let's not take it too far. Like, I'm having the time of my life enjoying this election and Trump's Grover Cleveland pull off. But I would just keep quiet about the whole. Trump was elected, and therefore the planets are aligned in the sky. It's like that was planned a long time ago by the one and only. All right, in Canada, they are crazy people. In Ontario, one town gets fined for not flying the LGBTQ flag, and I'll have that for you on the straight ahead here. This is Jesse Kelly's show, and I'm Jamie Allman.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Yeah! One scotch, one whiskey, one beer. I know it's not the song, but same guy. And I think I had all of that on Thanksgiving. It was fantastic. I hope you guys had a great one, too. This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jamie Allman, really happy to be with you today. So, this is crazy. Canada, you know, is, I don't know. I know a lot of Canadians. I don't know a lot of them, but Canadians are actually pretty cool people, generally, when you meet them. But for whatever reason, collectively, Canadians are crazy. And Trudeau's a nut. And every time I mention Trudeau's name, they're like, you know, he looks just like Castro. He's Castro's son. If you shave the beard off, he looks, I go, I know, but I can't think about that. I'm not going to look up Castro without a beard and Trudeau, because I'm busy looking up videos of tramplings on Black Friday that I didn't see. And so my time was really occupied on the internet. I couldn't really do that. But anyway, Canada, is nuts. And you know, during COVID, they went crazy arresting ministers and people who kept their churches open. And Trudeau's a total piglet. And although he did respond a little bit to Trump's tariff threat, which I think was a good one, and I love the tariff idea, and then he called him like right away. Well, I don't know. And it turns out like 97% of the people arrested for terror-related charges as illegals are coming through Canada, not Mexico. Anyway, the small rural Canadian township of Emo, and this is coming to my from my friends at Breitbart, and it's funny how that it's the town is called Emo, which if you have kids or younger kids or teenage kids, you know what Emo is. It's like kind of like these empathetic, you know, Emo nose ring type of black fingernail type of kids, you know, I get it. But it's funny how this town of Emo is very, very much unlike any stereotype you would think of an emo. Anyway, they're being ordered by the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal to pay damages for failing to proclaim Pride Month. And they were instructed to back in 2020. So this group called Borderland Pride. Now, by the way, so I also know a lot of gay people and love a lot of gay people. And I guarantee you, this isn't gay. Like, this isn't what gay people do. Gay people, as a majority, in terms of who they are, they don't want to sue people who don't make cakes for their solemnities. They don't want to do that. They're nice people. They oftentimes have a lot of money for whatever reason, and they're productive citizens, and they don't want to mess with people on a near constant basis. So it's only really the activist weirdos that want to harass people and force them to do things that they want them to do. So this group, Borderland Pride, told Emo, hey, here's what you need to do. You need to declare June as Pride Month, and you have to fly this LGBTQ2 rainbow flag for a week of your choosing. I am not kidding you. This happened. They also wanted the town of Emo to email us a copy of your proclamation or resolution once adopted and signed. This is crazy. So the Emo township said, hey, you know what? You guys can pound sand as far as we're concerned. And so then there was this big arbitration process in the Canadian courts and everything else. And then ultimately, the tribunal ruled against the township. And they ruled that Borderland Pride, they gave them $15,000 and $10,000 coming from the township itself, and then $5,000 coming from the mayor of Emo, like out of his own pocket. This is unbelievable. And so this is also crazy because the town doesn't have a flagpole. So it's this poor town, it's a town of 1,333 people, and it does not have a flagpole, which I would encourage it to get to fly the American flag, whatever. But this court ruled that they are in violation of the dictum from this borderline, and they sued and everything else. And then on top of that, you have to, these people have to go and participate. The Emo, like city council and the mayor, have to go and participate in the Human Rights Code re-education camp. So you have to like do this course to give you some kind of primer on human rights. And I'm thinking to myself, well, there are no human rights apparently among the individuals in Emo, the government people who are like, well, we don't really have a flagpole. I don't know what you want us to do. Like, we can't really do this. So I don't know why you're making us do this, but it's all because of Trudeau and his pushing this LGBTQ2 agenda. And I'm here to tell you that the reality is most people, trans, even transgendered, you know, they told that lying story about Trump kicking 15,000 transgendered military members out of the military. It was a complete and total lie told by a British publication, and it absolutely is untrue. And there are 15,000 transgender people in the military, thank you for your service. You're amazing. I think it's awesome that you're doing that, and I applaud your service to our country. But Trump never intended to kick them out. The reality is these activists are causing so many problems that I think even the LGBTQ2 community would never really engage in real life. But the activists are always the crazy ones. And so that's how we kind of get to that. All right, coming up, one of my absolute favorite Trump appointments. You might not have heard about it yet, but I'll tell you about it. This is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Jamie Allman.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.